in our monthly Spaces series. We take you to some unique spaces within our listening area. Today, we go behind the scenes at the Walton Arts Center. But before we see what happens backstage, let's start with what you see on stage. During a Friday morning last month, dozens of workers in black clothing gathered on stage to prepare for the touring production of Beauty and the Beast. Crew members moved set pieces across the stage while others helped mount items to be hung high above the stage. This is an example of the work that must happen before the audience arrives on opening night. The first part of the on-location preparation begins with the load-in. When a touring production comes to town, assistant production manager Valerie Jones explains, the first thing that must be done is emptying trucks from the loading dock, which is located on the west side of the venue. Touring Broadway shows typically travel with several truckloads of material. Beauty and the Beast, for example, used 5 semi-trucks. Jones says the largest show they've had was Jersey Boys, which was billed as 9 trucks, but it really used 10.5 trucks. Jones says it tends to take longer to unload the trucks than to pack them back up, but it's a very organized process. She says they're packed like jigsaw puzzles, with items being unloaded and reloaded in a specific order every time. To make your way back toward the stage in Baumwalker Hall, you must head east from the dock door along a long hallway.
This is our hallway where everybody clocks in, checks in, signs in, our information boards. This is our administrative offices for the production department, and which also doubles as the laundry room for the company. So there is a washer and dryer in there, and they do a lot of laundry.
The next stop on the tour is the tech office.
This office is for 5 people that share these two and a half desks. So this is our technical department, where our head carpenter, our head electrician, and our head of audio reside, as well as their 2 house assistants. We have 2 full-time house crew that work in audio, video, as well as carpentry and electrics.
As we continue down the hall, Jones points out the catering kitchen, which also doubles as a crew lounge during Broadway shows. Next up is the green room, which Jones says is typically used for artist hospitality. But again, that changes when Broadway productions bring larger crews. During these weeks, the green room, which recently received a fresh coat of paint and new posters, becomes a production office for touring companies who move in their own computers and printers to do their work. It's at this point you begin to realize the staff at the Walton Arts Center uses every bit of the venue's space.
As the shows get bigger and we do more of them, I mean, 5 truck show is pretty typical for what's on the road nowadays. You know, and the 9 truck show and the 13 truck shows, those are becoming more typical. They're not making shows smaller. They're continuing to make them bigger. They will travel lighter, you know, so that they can be green. But, you know, the shows are, there's a lot of really big venues out there that can accommodate these shows.
Jones says the Walton Arts Center is classified as small by the International Association of Venue Managers, but they would like to be mid-sized and eventually large. That might happen in the near future as the venue moves forward with its expansion plans. Earlier this month, Fayetteville residents voted to issue $6.9 million in bonds to help fund renovation plans for the nearly 22-year-old venue. Continuing down the hall, we pass by dressing rooms, Jones says, have also been a tight squeeze for some companies. The principal dressing rooms, for example, are designed to comfortably accommodate 1 person. However, they have been occupied by as many as 6 young actors in the case of Billy Elliot. The doors of the dressing rooms have photos of actors along with their names, which Jones says helps wardrobe supervisors know more quickly which actors they are helping get dressed. In addition to realizing how carefully staff must use the area backstage, another surprise is learning how many local residents are a part of the crew.
We have a really good local crew for being a non-union house. We have 130 overhires that are just, you know, people of Fayetteville that love to work in the arts, and they all have other jobs, so they just do this for a little extra money and just to be part of something that's bigger than they are. And it's really interesting, and, you know, it helps. Some students do it the whole time they're here going to school, and, you know, some parents do it so that they, you know, can, you know, have other ways to engage their family in the arts, because there are a lot of benefits that come along with working as a member of local crew as well, if you're here long enough.
About 20 local crew members worked on Beauty and the Beast. As you near the end of the long hallway, you'll find a door to your left that leads to the stage where there are several crew members working. While most of them are dressed in black, each of them has a different color of tape on their shirt. Assistant production manager Valerie Jones explains a color coding system makes it easier for the touring company to know who people are. For example, electricians are typically wearing red tape. Located about 70 feet above the stage is what's called the grid. Jones points to a spiral staircase comprised of more than 80 stairs that serve as the gateway to the grid. Chain motors hang from up there, and they are attached to what's called the fly rail.
Come in, upstage!
And so what the fly rail operators are doing is because everybody's separated into different teams on stage here. So you've got electricians working, you've got props people working, you've got carpenters working, and as you can see, there's a lot of pipes flying in and out. So everybody that is on stage has been trained to know where they are on the stage and to listen to these calls coming from the rail. So Josh is making sure that everybody on deck knows that something's about to move so that they can be aware of their place, where they are, and know that it's going to come in safely without hitting them in the head.
Weight loaders, let's take line set 35 to 540 pounds.
So what they're doing is they're going to put weight on the arbor, because this is a counterweight system. So each one of these bricks is probably about 50 pounds. They come in different denominations. So what he's doing is he is tying that off so that it cannot move. If there's more weight on the pipe that's associated with this particular rope than there is on the arbor, on the counterweight, then it's going to want to move, go up or down. So he's steadying it so it can't move while they change the weight on it.
There is enough room on the fly rail to hang up to 51 items from the grid. Items can include lights, movie screens, and hard set pieces. Jones says they can hang in excess of 2,500 pounds on a single pipe. Sometimes shows travel with a small core group of musicians, and that is supplemented with local musicians. Other times, the larger Broadway shows travel with their own orchestras. When the orchestra pit is in use, the first few rows of seats are removed from Baumwalker Hall. The orchestra pit is often used for storage, so when musicians need to occupy that space, those stored items are moved to Star Theater.
Star Theater, during a Broadway show, is used for wardrobe, wigs and makeup, and then any back storage. Sometimes, depending on the show, some shows that are extremely dance heavy will travel with a physical therapist, and so we'll have to pipe and drape off a physical therapy booth. Sometimes if we have they have musicians that travel with them and the actors are using all of the dressing rooms, we'll have to make a dressing room here for the musicians.
Star Theater's control booth can also be used as a remote studio for musicians in instances where the musical group is so large it won't fit in the orchestra pit, or if a particular section makes it too loud for the other musicians to hear. The musicians in Star Theater can tell what's happening in the orchestra pit in Baumwalker Hall thanks to a live video of the conductor. TV screens are often located in the wings backstage as well, so actors can watch the conductor for their cues. Upon completion of a backstage tour at the Walton Arts Center, it's impressive and perhaps surprising to realize all of the things that happen out of view of the audience to make everything on stage run smoothly.
One of the things that we tell our new hires when they go through training is there are a lot of distractions happening backstage. The two biggest distractions when you're backstage that will cause you to miss a cue are A, you're watching the show, or B, you're watching the people that are coming and going on and off stage, because, you know, we do have small spaces and the idea is that everybody can change in their dressing room. Well, if you've got 30-second change, that doesn't happen. So at any, you know, time, there could be people in various states of dress running around backstage, and everybody's okay with that. You know, I mean, you have to be professional and move on. For me, I think that's probably, you know, one of the things that people probably don't think about. You know, I think they have this idea of, you know, the star of the show, and they're sitting in front of their mirror and they're doing their hair and they're like, 5 minutes, and it's like, you know, that happens at the beginning of the show, but once the show starts, it's off to the races, and then it's over before you know it.
More information about the venue is available at waltonartcenter.org. This is Ozarks at Large.